Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Natalie Hackett says her daughter has suffered debilitating anxiety and nightmares enduring almost 2 years of bullying at Buzz Aldrin Middle School. Shortly after they moved to Montclair in 2018, she was invited into a chat group under false pretense.
They were calling her burnt toast, tar baby. They posted in the group more than a dozen times that they created the group to bully her.
Hackett says she showed the 70 printed pages of text to the school, and only a few students got detention. The others went on to taunt her as being a snitch. Another instance, an invite to a gathering prompted more bullying and humiliation. She alerted the school.
And the guidance counselor responded and said that it was a misread social cue and normal middle school behavior.
The school district's new superintendent, Dr. Jonathan Pons, in a statement said he couldn't comment on the specific student, but added they investigate all incidents and there are age-appropriate consequences. Samantha Liebman, 10 Winds News.